This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1579. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 24th, Algeria, Argentina, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, China, Croatia, Cuba, Europe, France, Germany, Guyana, India, international waters, Italy, Kashmir, Libya, Malaysia, Mexico, Morocco, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Saipan, Taiwan, Thailand, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, inexplicable 1 kilohertz frequency shifts from Algeria and Morocco. On August 18th, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports that at least since the 13th, RTA in Algeria, longwave 252 kilohertz, has actually been 1 kilohertz high on 253, resulting in a strong heterodyne with Ireland, which stays on the proper frequency 252. Chris Greenway in England replies, the reason is unknown, but this is a known practice of Algeria. It also moves to 250 kilohertz, at least the third such occasion in the past few years. Carlos follows up on August 20th at 1050 UT. There's a strong heterodyne, but Ireland is far too weak to copy. The Algerian case is not as frequent as Morocco, 594, which I found on 595 kilohertz quite a number of times during the year. However, today, August 20th, it was on the correct frequency, but not on the 17th or 6th of August. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, BCDX, says Algeria was still on exactly 253 kilohertz August 20th at 1800 UT. Those 1 kilohertz shifts must either be deliberate or possibly due to hitting the wrong button if the stations use a keypad frequency tuner. However, in the next case, we have two stations which are unable to make their frequencies exactly where they're supposed to be and interfere with each other, almost 1 kilohertz apart. I'm talking about Argentina and Morocco, both on 15345. Well, Argentina lately has been much closer to 15344. This is a problem during the European evenings when Argentina is trying to broadcast to Europe in several languages, including German at 21 to 22 UT. And now that Morocco is back on ordinary time, they're staying on the air a little past 2200, around 15345. Wolfgang Büschel measured Argentina August 11th at 2130 on 15344.035, but it varies considerably. He had Morocco on 15345.140 at 2030 UT. Way off here in Oklahoma, where neither of those stations is intentionally broadcasting, we always hear the heterodyne between them. And in Germany, Wolfgang Büschel says it's a terrible audio mixture. Furthermore, Argentina has made very bad choices for its broadcast in Japanese at 10 to 11 UT. It's on two frequencies, both of them with heavy interference. That Argentine frequency is also a bit off, closer to 11711. But there's something in East Asia, also on 11710, again producing a big heterodyne. It's either North Korea or China or both, which means reception in Japan is likely to be blocked as well, while the other frequency, 6060, it may be in the clear itself, but it's right next to Japanese domestic shortwave station Radio Nikkei on 6055, so it's another loser. Most Brazilian stations are at least a bit off frequency, causing heterodynes with any other station which has better engineering standards. But occasionally, even though they're off frequency, there may be nothing close enough to cause a heterodyne. That's the case with Radio Rio Mar in Manaus, Brazil, 9695. August 18th at 1020, it was in the clear with Brazilian news and nationwide temperatures. And mentioning Rio Mar, by the way, the name of the station alludes to the Amazon River being so big it amounts to a sea all by itself. We know the station is really off frequency. Manuel Mendez in Spain measured it at 9695.7 at a totally different time of day, August 20th at 2008. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany refined that to 9695.656 at 10.05 UT, August 20th. Again, that's when they are in the clear before Japan comes on and Vietnamese at 1100 on 9695. Wolfgang Büschel also measured Radio Inconfidencia in Brazil, nominal 15190, on 15189.896, August 20th at 10:25. For reasons unknown, Radio Bulgaria likes to run long periods of open carrier before certain broadcasts start. Usually after 0500 UT, we have a large open carrier on 11600, although the German broadcast does not start until 0530, parallel 9600 as well. Then after 0530, we found another open carrier on 11800, just about blocking the BBC House of Service. That must also be Bulgaria, prior to their Spanish broadcast at 0600. And another ways to watch, this time from CBC Northern Quebec, Sackville, 9625. It signs off at 0506 UT, but more often than not, the carrier stays on, and often with a tone test as well for half an hour to 1 hour after that. Except for CVC La Voz, which really originates in Miami, there's not much on shortwave to be heard from Chile. If there were, we might be more concerned that Chile has suddenly changed its time zone from UT-4 to UT-3 as of 20 August, says Horacio Negro in Uruguay in the Condish list. Well, that's temporary, presumably. They've done it, of course, to save energy, but it's an early start for DST, as if in the Northern Hemisphere we were starting it on the 20th of February. Ron Howard in California heard a station with long strings of tonal syllables in Chinese, presumably numbers, on exactly 9,000 kilohertz upper sideband, August 18th, after 11:48 and also after 13:41 UT. Would it be a spy station? Or would it be Star Star from Taiwan, known to use other frequencies? Keith Perrone listened to it and explained to Ron, no, it's from the mainland. It is operated by the Chinese Navy, very active during military exercises. They're using old technology to generate the numbers. Note that 9,000 has been used in the past by Sound of Hope, although not recently, so it may not be a coincidence China decided to put this transmitter there. Alan Rowe in the UK has been hearing a 3-minute English news capsule from Croatian Radio, which had been scheduled for Monday through Friday only, but he's heard it on Saturday and Sunday, August 20th and 21st, so perhaps they've expanded it for the summer tourist season. That's at 0600 UT on 7410. Here's yet another spurious frequency from Radio Havana, Cuba, and one that I have not yet heard. In a listing of Spanish-language broadcasts at the Sintonía de X blog, RHC is shown on 15600, audible in Venezuela at least, at 12 to 13 and 14 to 15 UT. That would be a leapfrog of 15120 over 15360, another 240 kHz higher, except 15120 goes off around 1400, so it should only be audible before then on 15600. That, however, is blocked between 12:30 and 13:27 by China Radio International in Malay. A few European pirates operate above 7 or 8 megahertz. In shortwave bulletin, Lars Jeppesen in Uppsala, Sweden, reports Radio Black Arrow on 15800.279, August 19th at 19:16. Saying he turned the antenna beam from east-west to north-south, but the reception was still poor. In our afternoons, the major signal on 13 meters, if any, is coming from French Guiana, Radio France International on 21690. Mike Cooper in Georgia says, I'm hearing the African music program Couleur Tropicale quite well, Saturday at 2010 UT after the news. Alan Rowe in England has continued to monitor the new HCJB transmitter somewhere in Germany on 3995. It was supposed to be operated by the German service and thus in the German language only. Between 04 and 08 and 18 to 22 UT, however, he's heard some English programs. Just Jazz with Frank Rowe, a production from HCJB UK, from TuneIn at 1935 until 2000, Monday, August 22nd. And also the next day, another English program at 19 to 20 UT called Rock Solid, which consisted of soft religious talk and easy-listening religious songs. Another low-power private German shortwave transmitter is on 6005 in shortwave bulletin, translated by editor Thomas Nielsen. Christer Brunström in Sweden reports, August 15th at 0555. Classic Broadcast is apparently the name of Radio 700's station, known in German as Classic Broadcast Sendezentrum KALL, K-A-L-L, that's the location, and they relay Radio Belarus in German at 0600. And another MV Baltic Radio in Gehren, Germany, 9480, is reported actually on 9482. By Günter Lawrence, Germany, in the ADX list via BCDX. This was at 0828 UT with an ID in English. And also reported a few minutes later the same date in German, that was August 14th, by Renato Bagatini in Switzerland. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports the voice of Guyana. Heard for the first time there. The strong utility station was silent for a couple of days, which almost never happens. So he had a decent signal. 15 hertz below 3290, August 18th at 0126. Later with some music by Miriam Makeba. Also heard on the 19th of August. And the 20th, it was blocked by the utility station once again. Chuck Boland in Florida also heard Guyana. He puts it on exactly 3290, August 22nd at 0929, with some rap music and ID as VOG, the Voice of Guyana, a fair signal. In Washington, D.C., there is an expatriate Bangla or Bengali radio station, not really on the air, but on the internet, called WBRI, as in Washington Bangla Radio. That, of all places, was the source for news about a name change for West Bengal, quoted by Joe's Jacob on the DX India list. It's now named Pashimbanga, P-A-S-C-H-I-M-B-A-N-G-A. So, just as we're no longer allowed to call Calcutta with a C, but instead Kolkata with a K, no more West Bengal, but Pashimbanga. Judging from some more stories about this, the change isn't too popular in India itself. Santiago San Gil Gonzalez in Venezuela tells us about a campaign he and some other South American DXers are waging to have UNESCO declare shortwave broadcasts an immaterial patrimony of humanity. That loses something in translation, but you may get the idea. In fact, this idea has been introduced to UNESCO as of August 23rd. They hope this will help protect international transmissions on radio as well as internet and lead to the declaration of a World Day for International Radio Broadcasts on Shortwave. You can read more about it at their blog, DX Radios en Ondas Cortas.blogspot.com. Yes, it's all in Spanish. I've filed it under International in the new DX Listening Digest number 11-34, which you may find on our website, worldofradio.org. We're in the midst of World of Radio number 1579. Our thanks this week for financial support by a check in the mail from William T. Hassigan, Illinois, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. It might be a bit windy for some of you listening to this week's World of Radio. There is a hurricane watch net on 14325, headed by WX4NHC at the National Hurricane Center. You can read all about it at www.hwn.org. not yet in the IRRS schedule, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports some new transmissions in Arabic via Romania on 11910. First heard August 19th, Friday at 14 to 14:15, and another one on Wednesday at 08 to 08:15 on 11910. I wonder if they're Christian or political. One of the two All India Radio transmitters on 4760, the one at Leh, L-E-H, in Kashmir, had been off the air for some time. But on August 21st, Alakesh Gupta in New Delhi reported it was back on the air at 1445, except it was 100 kilohertz lower on 4660. Jari Savolainen in Finland soon heard it there, too. A nice carrier, but no modulation at 1700 sign-off. Also heard on August 22nd, the next day at 1630, says Jari, with music, but again, the audio level was very low. As the rebels were closing in on Tripoli and the nearby shortwave transmitter site at Sabratha, we kept checking 17725, but since August 20th, it's no longer being heard. It had been, of course, in English at 14 to 16 UT, but even before then, it was quite irregular. I suppose it will no longer be heard again, at least not under the previous management, as Voice of Africa from the great Jamahariya. In the new DX Listening Digest, number 11-34, we have lots of reports about the media situation in Libya, not including shortwave currently off the air, but monitoring medium wave and television via satellite. In Coomber DX, John Wilkins in Colorado has been monitoring Malaysia, the transmitter on nominal 6050. He says they've been flip-flopping back and forth between two frequencies, one of which is 20 hertz high, and the other one more like 6049.61. On August 17th, from 1248 past 1310, with the ASIIQ FM relay, they were on the higher one. On August 23rd, they were on the lower one. 24th, back up to the higher one. Around sunrise here in Oklahoma, 1200 UT, I'm again hearing some stations in western Mexico on medium wave. At that time of day, the noise level is lowest, and there's still a bit of sky wave coming in, including on 650, XETNT in Los Mochis, Sinaloa, on 770, XCREV, Los 40 Principales, also in Los Mochis. And on 1040, La Primera en FM 90.1, yes, they're relaying their FM station, that's XEGYS in Guaymas, Sonora. Ron Howard in California has more reports of NBC Sundown, Papua New Guinea on 3205, which reactivated recently. August 16th, around 1100, they were playing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And he's posted a couple of station songs at his box.net audio site. August 17th was another day of above normal reception. On Wednesday, they have a weekly program with information for teachers and individual messages for specific teachers, heard around 11:38. Listening in his car in British Columbia, Harold Sellers heard it too. August 24th at 12:55 with an English ID, mentioning an FM frequency. Another ID at 1300 and NBC News in English at 1303, parallel to 3275 and 3365. The other PNGs had already signed off or were not audible. In South Florida, Bob Wilkner, reporting to Hardcore DX, said Radio Sundown peaked around 10:50 UT, August 16th and 17th. He puts it on 3204.9. On August 17th, Ron Howard was also hearing Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea, on 5960 at 10:03, listing some disasters at 10:30. Still heard at 11:03 after some frequent IDs, but he's still not hearing it on their second frequency, which they were supposedly going to bring back, 3915. The new Peruvian on 3360 continues to be reported more from Europe than from America. Radio Jota PJ in shortwave bulletin, Jan Ed in Sweden reports it came through thunderstorm static with at times a decent strength. It's easily handled because they seem to ID between almost every song. That was at 02:54, August 10th. And also reported by Arne Nielsen in Sweden at 23:10, August 12th. Really good tone and decent readability. Music at the time, but modulation is often lousy. Strong carrier, but almost no audio. Another DX program is about to bite the dust. It's Club DX on the Russian service of Voice of Russia. DXing.ru via RussDX reports that from September 1st, they're introducing a new program schedule, and there's no room for it in that new schedule. They say ham radio is an anachronism, not in the audience of the Voice of Russia. Programs with a narrow focus to a limited audience have no place on the new grid. A widely picked up story from the Saipan Tribune of August 24th is headlined, After 27 Years, FEBC Shutting Down Saipan Station for Good. It's an interesting story, saying it'll be decommissioned by the end of the year after 27 years of broadcasting on the island. Trouble is, KFBS has already been off the air since the end of April, and their medium wave station went off a number of years before that. Kai Ludwig says KSAI went dark already in 2002, and since shortwave was closed down, they've been removing the transmitters and moving them to the Philippines sites of FEBC. Perhaps that's what they mean by decommissioning, to be completed by the end of the year, as Bruce Portzer suggests. Steve Handler in Illinois and I, and occasionally some others, continue to monitor All Music Firedrake jamming from China just about every day. Keeping track of the ever-changing set of frequencies it appears on, mostly to block Sound of Hope, the Falun Gong station originating in California and Taiwan. But we hardly ever hear Sound of Hope itself. The jamming is so strong and pervasive. However, for some reason, the jamming has been missing at certain times from one of those frequencies, 10,300. August 18th at 11:25, I was hearing some weak talk in Chinese and no firedrakes, so that was probably Sound of Hope. You also have to be careful that you're not actually hearing a different kind of Chi-Com jamming from the CNR1 programming, but if you listen a while, it's quite distinctive. While Ron Howard says Sound of Hope is mostly a non-stop monologue in Chinese, unlike all the hype and commercials on CNR1. He was also hearing the Sound of Hope on 10-300, August 18th from 11:55, until it was finally covered by Firedrake at 12:40. He was hoping to catch an ID, but there was only this non-stop monologue in Chinese. It did not sound like a low-powered transmitter. IDs are fairly rare and were not given at the top or the bottom of the hour. And once again, on August 21st, at 12:57 on 10-300, I was hearing Firedrake mixing with Chinese talk. As usual, the Firedrake went off at the top of the hour, uncovering what must again have been Sound of Hope, but with a very poor signal. John Wilkins, Colorado in Cumbre, reports Bangkok Meteo 8743 USB. For a few minutes before and after 1300 UT, August 17th, with her usual interval signal and weather bulletins in three languages. He cannot hear the usual parallel 6765.1 and wonders if it is still in use. Big news from Britain this week came from the newsletter of the Bechtu Union, headlined, Rapisham transmitter site to close by Christmas this year. Babcock Engineering announced plans to close it. Members of the union at Rapisham in Dorset were shocked to learn 17 August of plans to close it with a loss of 19 jobs. Staff across the UK had been expecting bad news after the decision by BBC World Service in January to sharply reduce the number of hours of shortwave broadcasting and to end it altogether by 2014. But this announcement still came as a shock. They also plan to close three posts at Wooferton in Shropshire and four at Orford Ness in Suffolk, is also at a risk of closure. Thanks to Alan Pennington, Artie Bigley, and others for that news, which has provoked a lot more discussion, which you can read in the new DX Listening Digest 1134, including this from Wolfgang Büschel. I am astonished when you listen to worldwide remote receivers The best sound following Verktochtel Germany comes from Rampsherman's. The 500 kilowatt transmitters there are by far the best as far as power and sound among the shortwave sites in the UK, ahead of Wooferton and Skelton. In BCDX, David Porter, who works at the other site, Wooferton, says, I guess Rampsherman is a bit of a gas guzzler these echo-conscious days running 500 kilowatt transmitters. By the way, in the new DX Listening Digest, we have a complete updated schedule of all the Babcock shortwave relays at Rampsherman and around the world. In fact, there are 234 different entries in the schedule. It seems that KJES in Vado, New Mexico is a bit of a rarity or a novelty among European listeners. Mark Davies in Wales reports it on 15385.3. 21 August at 19 UT, religious talk, a young girl with an ID, and hymns drifting in and out. Thanks to that tip, Noel Green in England also heard it on 15385.3. August 21st. He was listening at 1900 for the scheduled antenna change from 270 to 100 degrees, but there was no change in the signal, and he's wondering if they're really changing the antenna. No break in transmission either. Well, when I visited the site years ago, all they had was a rotatable log periodic. Could be it's stuck in one direction, but they would not need to turn off the transmitter while they're rotating it if they do that. I usually hear it on 11715 variable between 13 and 16, and reception then depends more on short skip propagational openings than any changes in antenna direction. In WTFDA, Doug Smith in Tennessee reports the FCC has placed a freeze on applications for both full power and low power TV stations to use channel 51. They've also lifted the freeze on channel changes for existing full power stations if a full power on 51 wishes to move to a lower channel, and have opened a 60-day window for LPTV stations with pending applications for 51 to amend them to move to a lower channel. Cellular phone interests requested the freeze, as well as a rulemaking to permanently prevent the licensing of new stations on channel 51. They fear adjacent channel interference to their operations above 51. The freeze is temporary, lasting for 60 days. There they go again, I say, the FCC eating away into broadcast television bandwidth. Furthermore, Current reported August 22nd that FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski says they will not release the allotment optimization model detailing how they will reconfigure the broadcast spectrum after an incentive auction until after FCC gets that auction authority from Congress, according to Broadcasting and Cable. Representative John Dingell of Michigan called Genachowski's response deeply troubling and said he would oppose any legislation that did not explicitly protect broadcasters. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 23rd, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on September 4th and 5th, 12 and 4 on September 12th. Solar flux peaking at 117 August 28th and 29th, dropping to 85 September 8th and 9th, and back up to 110 by September 19th. And that's World of Radio number 1579. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.